WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Eyes Wide Shut is the final film by the late director Stanley Kubrick, his first film in more than 10 years. It's a thriller about sexual obsession starring Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. Film critic John Powers asks if the film lives up to the hype.
The late Stanley Kubrick didn't merely make movies. He made cultural touchstones. Dr. Strangelove, 2001, A Clockwork Orange, The Shining. Over the years, he became hailed as one of filmmaking's cosmic geniuses, a reputation that his fans embraced with religious fervor. Give Kubrick a bad review, and you were barraged with letters whose gist was always the same. How dare you find fault with an artist whose consciousness is so vast that you couldn't begin to understand it? I suspect his fans will be working overtime to defend Eyes Wide Shut, which comes whooshing into theaters amidst a typhoon of misleading hype. Is Eyes Wide Shut the sexiest movie ever? Asks one magazine cover. For the record, the answer is no. This is a movie about eroticism by a man who has no instinct for it. Eyes Wide Shut is a bizarrely faithful adaptation of Arthur Schnitzler's dream story, a rather fusty 1926 novella about the libidinous desires boiling beneath the placid surface of middle-class life. Tom Cruise stars as William Harford, a prosperous Manhattan doctor with a seemingly happy marriage to his wife Alice, played by Cruise's real-life wife, Nicole Kidman. As the movie begins, they're going out to a posh party, where they both reveal obvious sexual interest in other people. Back home, they get into an argument.
I'll tell you what I do know is you got a little stoned tonight, you've been trying to pick a fight with me, and now you're trying to make me jealous.
But you're not the jealous type, are you?
No, I'm not.
You've never been jealous about me, have you?
No, I haven't.
And why haven't you ever been jealous about me?
Well, I don't know, Alice. Maybe because you're my wife. Maybe because you're the mother of my child. And I know you would never be unfaithful to me.
You are very, very sure of yourself, aren't you?
No. I'm sure of you.
Haunted by his sudden realization that Alice may fantasize about other men, a preposterously belated discovery for a man his age, Cruise throws himself into the Manhattan night, wandering through a series of adventures involving streetwalkers, mysterious disappearances and deaths, and in the movie's biggest set piece, a vast mansion-bound orgy where everyone wears masks. This night journey leads him and Alice to a new understanding of their marriage, but only after Sidney Pollack's character shows up in the final reel to explain all the story's ambiguities to the audience. An artistic strategy which makes Eyes Wide Shut more old-fashioned than Schnitzler's deliberately elusive 70-year-old novella. Like all of Kubrick's films, Eyes Wide Shut is filled with pleasures, from the production design, which gives 90s Manhattan a hint of fin de siècle Vienna, to the superb performance by Nicole Kidman. Whereas Cruise struggles against his sleek good looks, never quite registering the inner depths that Harford is supposed to plumb, her performance as Alice is almost too emotionally potent. Flirty, maternal, angry, licentious, and willing to show her body to breathtaking effect, Kidman gives a performance far richer, braver, and more contemporary than the rest of the movie. I kept wishing that the movie was about Alice, not her plodding husband. Although Kubrick has always been good at creating surreal worlds, think of The Hotel and The Shining, his magic fails him here. That's probably because he has little fresh or interesting to say about sexual life. Nor does he have the gift for staging erotic material. Much of what passes for hot stuff in this movie is either laughable in its pseudo-decadence or straight from the pages of a nudie magazine. Sadly, Eyes Wide Shut feels like an old man's sex film, the hippest movie of 1899. Rather than evoke the carnal pull of sexual longing, the movie's torn between Kubrick's obvious delight in eyeing naked women, the camera lingers on their bodies, and feeling that sex, especially non-marital sex, is somehow dirty, even sinful. For all its nudity, the movie is very conservative. It's family values with pubic hair. It thinks that it's a bad, bad thing for Harford and Alice to harbor secret desires, even though they never act on them. Ever since I saw the film, people have been asking me if it's worth going. My answer is, of course, it's a Kubrick movie, which means in this case that it's a special event as well as a disappointment. Compared to routine Hollywood product like The General's Daughter, Eyes Wide Shut looks quite good. But measured against the portraits of erotic obsession that Kubrick's reputation demands it be measured against, movies like Persona, Last Tango in Paris, In the Realm of the Senses, or Blue Velvet, it falls far short. Not that the American audience can know this for sure. Thanks to the nutty values of the MPAA ratings board, which finds sex more offensive than violence, and the timidity of Warner Brothers, which refuses to release an NC-17 version as well as an R-rated one, Kubrick's original film has been digitally doctored to protect our innocent eyes from a few non-pornographic shots of vigorous lovemaking. In a way, I'm not disappointed by the MPAA. It's known to be a collection of clowns. But I do find it depressing that Warner Brothers isn't giving grown-up Americans the chance to see the whole film. When the studio isn't busy marketing Kubrick's genius, they're evidently busy covering it up.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.